Prep Sports on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to Twin Rivers Softball Complex on a beautiful Saturday here in Greeley. And we continue with a Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Medicine pregame show. Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Medicine in Greeley and Eaton is the place for your student athlete this season. Visit ProactiveColorado.com to find Greeley and Eaton's information. Proactive Physical Therapy, keeping athletes competing. It's number one, University number three, Strasburg today out here at Twin Rivers. Take a look at the two clubs here early. Bulldogs, of course, off of the state championship last year, where they went 26-2 under Rocky Bird. Now it's Chris Hutton, the famous Hutton softball family out here in Northern Colorado. Crazy stuff at CSU. And now they've moved over, taking over a program that won a state title. Pretty interesting right there. First title, and they won it in their fourth year as a varsity team. How about that? Only 4 years of play for university here, and they win a title. That's crazy early stuff right there. 3-0 this year. Last week, a win over Brush 14-8, and then they blanked Valley 19-0 in a mercy rule game. So Bulldogs off to a 3-0 start in the series against Strasburg. They lost the first six that they played against the Indians, while the Indians were, of course, going to seven consecutive state championships and winning five of them. But the Bulldogs lost the first six. Now they've won three in a row. Last year they swept Strasburg, beat them 12-2 here at Twin Rivers, and then 8-1 at Strasburg, and then in those state semifinals they rolled Strasburg 13-2. So last year, three pretty easy ball games for the Bulldogs against Coach Woodard and the Strasburg Indians. Incredible program, no doubt about it. Chris Hutton, as we said, in her first year with the club. For Strasburg, Michelle Woodard is a long-time coach here, 17-9. Look at it, 17-win season last year for Strasburg. That was a bad season for them. It snapped a seven-straight 20-plus win season. It also snapped seven consecutive trips to the championship game, where they're 5-2 in those seven games. The seven-year stretch from 2012 to 2018, the Indians won 152 games under Woodard and lost just 16. And with two undefeated seasons, I mean, this is the penultimate softball program, seemingly, in the northern part of Colorado, no doubt about it. But last year, of course, new kid on the block, UH, wins the title. So very, very interesting. We'll come back in a moment, and we'll get to our players to watch, which are brought to you, of course, by Marinda Simpson, State Farm Insurance. We'll do that when we return. Our timeout here brought to you by Bank of Colorado on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
We are Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
It's a calling that's kept us free. It's a place to belong. What's the calling? Being a member of the Air Force Reserve. It's doing a job that makes a difference. Serving your community and your country. It's part-time service where the impact is full-time. And the experience, education, and other benefits you receive can enhance your civilian career and your life. What's your calling? Air Force Reserve. To find out about local job opportunities with the Air Force Reserve at Peterson Air Force Base, call 800-257-1212 or go to afreserve.com. This message is sponsored by the Air Force Reserve and the Colorado Broadcasters Association.
I'm Mark Knutson. This is Knutson's Corner, brought to you by CarStar. The Rockies playoff formula is actually simple. I'll explain after this from CarStar.
Your Colorado CarStar auto body repair stores respect our Colorado healthcare workers and first responders. Right now at participating stores, CarStar is offering a free cleaning and sanitizing treatment for their personal vehicles. Call for an appointment and then upon arrival, present your name badge or ID. At CarStar, they're taking an aggressive stance to safeguard the health and safety of their guests. With no contact estimates, no contact vehicle drop-offs, and pickups, CarStar will keep it safe and simple. To find a CarStar location near you. Go to CarStar.com.
September 11th is a date that holds horrific memories for America. But this September 11th could be the start of something big for the Colorado Rockies. After finishing the first half of the abbreviated Major League Baseball season smack dab at .500, the Rockies are in position to make the National League's expanded playoff field. But it's unlikely a .500 record is going to do it. They'll need to be slightly better than that. The road to this postseason goes through California. Yes, there are still games against the Dodgers and Padres to worry about, but the guys in purple also have 3 games remaining against the struggling Anaheim Angels and 4 against the lousy San Francisco Giants, starting on 9/11. So here's the formula. Play .500 baseball against the Dodgers, Padres, A's, and Diamondbacks, and win 5 of the 7 against the Angels and the Giants. If they do that, there will be playoff baseball at 20th and Blake. Easier said than done? We'll find out. I'm Mark Knutson, and that's Knutson's Corner.
Everyone has heard of the Golden Rule. In Eaton, they call it the Goulden Rule. Shopping at Gould Parts is just a smart thing to do. Are you getting ready to take a summer road trip? Make sure your car or truck is ready to roll by getting the quality Napa parts you deserve at Gould Parts. Trustworthy car parts, truck parts, and even big machine parts are one stop away at Gould Parts, and they've been doing it the right way for better than 50 years. Need to find a part or have a question? Call Gould Parts at 454-3355. That's Gould Parts in Eaton, up. Proud sponsor of Preps Radio.
Just how sweet are the guys at Buildings by Design? They are one of Chief Building's top dealers. Now, some of you might ask, what exactly does that mean? Well, Chief is in the top 3 in metal building manufacturers in the United States, and with the stamp of approval from Buildings by Design, they are the highest quality. Buildings by Design is the largest northeastern Colorado and northern Colorado general contractor, but they still offer that same local customer service approach that helped get them where they are. Quality, integrity, and trust. It's Buildings by Design.
State Farm brings stability to their policyholders during times of uncertainty. Here to talk with us about what State Farm is doing locally is Con and Jolu of State Farm Greeley.
I help families manage the risks of everyday life. While we're all spending more time at home, consider reviewing the risks your family may face. I'm providing customers free, comprehensive insurance reviews through virtual office visits. I will meet you on your video platform of choice to review your needs and answer all your questions. Easily make appointments through our Facebook page, via email, or give us a call.
Reach out to Con at State Farm today at 506-9000.
Pandemic or no pandemic, Prep Sports are on Northern Colorado's voice, 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to Twin Rivers Softball Complex here in Greeley as we continue with the Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Medicine pregame show. Check out all their information up online at proactivecolorado.com. It is Proactive Physical Therapy, keeping athletes competing. Let's get to our players to watch right now, presented by Marinda Simpson, State Farm Insurance. Marinda Simpson, State Farm, having someone local that is here has never been more important. Marinda Simpson is here and ready to help you with all of your insurance needs. She is your State Farm Insurance agent for the Fort Collins and Northern Colorado area. She's been a State Farm agent since 2012, has over 15 years experience with State Farm. Call her today at 970-223-8700. That is Marinda Simpson, State Farm Insurance. Players to watch for the Strasburg Indians. We'll go with a couple of their players. Sophomore Rio Smith. I'm going to go offensively with players to watch today. Who's hitting the ball well for both clubs at the start here? Rio Smith is just a sophomore. We're going to talk about a couple of Strasburg sophomores. Rio Smith, 9 of 14 so far at the plate. A double and 4 runs batted in. You'll also see her in the circle, not today, but in the circle. She's been terrific so far, too. 4 innings, given up just 1 hit and no earned runs. So that's a half whip. Pretty good stuff right there. Rio Smith, the sophomore. Another sophomore, Autumn Stone. Stone, 7 for 10 with 5 runs scored so far this year for the Strasburg Indians. For the University Bulldogs, their players to watch, presented by Marinda Simpson, State Farm Insurance. Well, it starts with the returning senior, Delaney Wynicke. She's 8 for 9 so far this year at the plate. 2 doubles, a home run, 7 runs batted in for Wynicke. She has picked up completely where she left off last year. Wynicke was 3rd in the state last year at home runs with 11 and RBIs with 49, and she's going to try to top both of those lists this year. Off to a great start with it. 7 ribbies in the first 9 at-bats are just crazy numbers. Andy Padilla, the catcher for a University, 8 for 10 so far for the senior who's back behind the plate. A double, a triple, 8 RBIs in 10 at-bats. Boy, oh boy, University just killing it early. And Caden Wyatt, the sophomore who plays second base, Wyatt is 7 for 11 so far. A couple of doubles, a triple, and four runs batted in on this early season. Three Bulldogs that absolutely ripped the softball. We'll find out what they do today. Those are your players to watch, presented by Miranda Simpson, State Farm Insurance. Come back with more of the Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Medicine pregame show in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
This is Rocky. Rocky's a good boy. Rocky's such a good boy that before he digs in the yard, he contacts 811. If you need to dig on your property for any reason, click or call 811. We'll notify the utility companies, and they'll come out and mark your underground utilities so you can dig safely. The service is free, it's easy, and it'll keep you and your community safe. Always contact 811 before you dig. This message is sponsored by Colorado 811, the Colorado Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Serving Fort Collins and the surrounding area since 1980, AMCO Transmissions and Total Car Care has you covered. You can count on Don Scott and his staff to provide expert repair and service on your vehicle. AMCO's Total Car Care service comes with the best nationwide warranty in the business. From transmissions to brakes to regular maintenance, AMCO puts the care back into car care. Stop by Fort Collins AMCO or make your appointment online at amcocolorado.com. AMCO of Fort Collins, proud sponsor of Preps Radio.
Flooring is important no matter where you live.
Hello, Cedric. Your palace looks absolutely breathtaking. By King Arthur's sword, Excalibur, what is going on with these floors?
That's why Mitchell's Flooring offers a wide variety of hardwood, vinyl, and carpet flooring. They also do countertops ranging from granite to natural stone.
Oh, Cedric, these hardwood floors look absolutely beautiful.
Mitchell's Flooring in Evans. Call them at 970-352-7251.
They say what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. But first you gotta get there. And Northern Colorado Credit Union is making that possible. Receive round-trip airfare and 3 days, two nights hotel accommodations for you and a guest with your qualifying auto loan at Northern Colorado Credit Union. Close your loan between now and October 15th and it's Viva Las Vegas. Stop by either of Northern Colorado Credit Union's great locations in Greeley or Berthoud or apply online at nococu.org. Member NCUA, open to anyone that works or lives in Weld or Larimer counties. All loans and membership subject to standard approval.
These days, many folks have had more time to think. To think about life, values, family, well-being, and trust. What about your agent? Does your agent provide you such virtues? Good question. The Brian White Agency of Farmers Insurance is fully prepared to serve all of Colorado. Brian White and team believe in honest advisement always coming first. Happy to meet in person or over the phone. Honesty, integrity, and trust are blessings in today's world. Come see what this team is all about for your insurance needs. 970-795-8011. 795-8011. That's 795-8011.
The secret is out, and everyone is headed to the Tatanka Grill for authentic street tacos. Choose from steak, carnitas, or chili Colorado street tacos made in Tatanka Grill's full restaurant-style kitchen. Come pursue our fully made-from-scratch menu, and you'll see why people are raving about the Tatanka Grill. From the best burritos around to the all-new street tacos, you won't leave the Tatanka Grill disappointed. The Tatanka Grill at Kramer's Wedge Store in Kersey or the U Fillet in Greeley are eaten. It's street taco time, and you're invited to the Tatanka Grill.
Pandemic or no pandemic, Prep Sports are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
All righty, welcome back here at Twin Rivers Softball Complex, number one, University number three, Strasburg today on the softball side. Get set for the game of the week here on Preps Radio, brought to you by the Williams Agency. Give them a call, 352-0336. We'll talk a bunch about Ron and Tara today. Great, great insurance agency. But let's continue here. Let's get to our starting lineups, brought to you, of course, by Buildings by Design. Northern and Northern Colorado's largest general contractor still gives you all the important personal feel. Travis Lefevre, Pat Walter, man, the elite general contracting company that is Buildings by Design. Give them a call, 842-5837. From inception to completion, it's Buildings by Design. Starting lineups look like this. We're going to have an anthem, too, so if we hear the anthem, we'll break away. But let's get to it. For the Strasburg Indians, Michelle Woodard, longtime coach here, 17-9 last year, lost in the semis to this university team. Aubrey Archuleta leads off and plays center field. She's a freshman. Sophomore Rio Smith bats second and plays second base. Heidi Price will hit third and play third base. Jody Archuleta will be the shortstop. She's one of the seniors on the club. She'll hit fourth. Grayson Graff is in left field, a freshman. Emily Stevens is the pitcher on the hill. She's a senior. Caitlin Swallow is a senior, also back behind the dish. So a senior battery with Stevens and Swallow. Autumn Stone, the first baseman, is a sophomore. And Tara Gustafson, the right fielder, will hit in the number nine spot. For University, their starting lineup's brought to you by Buildings by Design. Caden Wyatt, the sophomore second baseman, opens up. The center fielder, Caitlin Baca, will hit second. She plays center field, and it's a junior. Andy Padilla, the terrific hitting catcher, the senior back behind the dish. Delaney Wynicke, the shortstop. She's a senior, hits fourth. It is Keely Kern, the pitcher, who will hit fifth. Lexi Sanchez, the right fielder, also a senior, is in, as we said, right field. Ashlyn Knapp, junior, over at third base, hits seventh for the Dogs. Kendry Kern is in left field, the sophomore. And Kayla Kingsley, the first baseman, a junior, will hit ninth. Those are your starting lineups brought to you by Buildings by Design. Give them a call at 842-5837. From inception to completion, it's Buildings by Design. Okay, we're back in a moment. Final segment of the pregame show here brought to you by Proactive Physical Therapy. Back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
It's great to have peace of mind, and that's exactly what you get with NOCO's very own Williams Insurance Agency, backed by Farmers Insurance. At the Williams Insurance Agency, we're here for you from auto to home, life, health, and commercial insurance. Don't forget, we also cover renters, motorcycles, boats and RVs, and welcome DUIs and first-time buyers. We've seen almost everything, so we can cover almost everything. Call 352-0336 and talk with Ron or Tara today. The Williams Insurance Agency. We work hard so you can worry less.
Looking for your dream home and don't know where to start? Or maybe you're trying to sell your home and you need someone to take the load off. Desiree Pettinger, a broker associate of Clary Real Estate, was born and raised in the Weld County area, so she understands your needs for buying and selling your home or land. Desiree is ready to guide you step by step and take the stress away of the real estate process. Call 970-397-6337 if you're buying or selling in Northern Colorado.
Everyone has heard of the Golden Rule. In Eaton, they call it the Goulden Rule. Shopping at Gould Parts is just a smart thing to do. Are you getting ready to take a summer road trip? Make sure your car or truck is ready to roll by getting the quality Napa parts you deserve at Gould Parts. Trustworthy car parts, truck parts, and even big machine parts are one stop away at Gould Parts, and they've been doing it the right way for better than 50 years. Need to find a part or have a question? Call Gould Parts at 454-3355. That's Gould Parts in Eaton, a proud sponsor of Preps Radio.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-983-6530. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not, it will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car. And as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-983-6530. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now. 1-800-983-6530. That's 1-800-983-6530.
Northern Colorado's voice is 1310 KFKA.
You got to give them credit for that.
Mornings with Gale.
We can't have everyone stay home and still produce and distribute the basics needed to sustain life and fight the disease.
Dan Patrick.
How we go to sporting events, where we sit at sporting events, it's going to be different.
The Hull Show.
Are you having a hard time keeping up with all this news and all this information? Now, we went 4.5 months of me going, that was fun. Now it's like thousands of headlines.
Colin Cowherd.
The NBA does a lot right. It's stylish. It's fun. Their marketing campaigns are great.
NOCO Now.
Kids are going to be able to beat this disease. We've got enough stats. We've got enough facts now to back that up.
Markley. Van Campen Robbins.
They wanted to put some of their pet projects into it. They wanted, you know, emission standards for airlines, giving more power to the unions, none of which has anything to do with what Americans need right now.
Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA. Prep Sports are on Northern Colorado's Voice. 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to the Preps Radio Game of the Week, brought to you by the Williams Agency. NOCO's own Williams Agency, backed by Farmers Insurance. They've got the price to fit your budget. They answer the phone when you call. How about that? Weekends, evenings, and holidays, they work hard so you can worry less. It is the Williams Insurance Agency, Farmers Insurance, 3520336. That's the number to call Ron and Tara. Once you get past the fact that you want to go have a drink with them, because great folks, they'll get down to covering your family, giving you peace of mind, taking care of you. It's all about the Williams Agency. They are our Preps Radio Game of the Week sponsor. Talk about Game of the Week. Number one, University. Number three, Strasburg, out here at Twin Rivers Softball Complex this morning, and we're moments away. University taking the field right now with their starting lineups, and then we'll have the anthem and get going in this one. It'll be a pair of seniors. Keely Kern for the Bulldogs in the circle, 2-0, 3.23 ERA, third appearance for Keely. And she has pitched well so far, 1.3 whip, opponents hitting 071 against her. Here we go. Anthem's coming up, so we'll take a break and back with the opening pitch in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to Twin Rivers Softball Complex. We get going with the Williams Agency Game of the Week here on Preps Radio. Strasburg number three, University number one. These two teams played in the semifinals last year, a 13-2 University win. Oh, put me in, coach. There's the throwdown. We're set to go, folks. We'll get the Strasburg Indians, of course, as they come in 2-2 in this season. Look at this program, though. Last year snapped the seven consecutive seasons that the Indians got to the state championship game. They won five of those. I mean, that's an incredible program, no doubt about it. So they went seven consecutive years with 20-plus wins. Just crazy, crazy numbers. All right, let's get it going. Keely Kern, 2-0, 3.23 ERA, third appearance for the senior this year. She'll get set to go, and Aubrey Archuleta will stand in the center fielder, a freshman for Michelle Woodard's club. Keely set to go. First pitch of the game is down low in the dirt, a ball and no strikes, and we're underway. So pull up a chair, spend your morning with us here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. One ball, no strikes to Archuleta. Kern comes back, and the pitch right there, got it down low. Two balls and, no, he did get a strike. One ball, one strike. Okay. We'll have to slow down with the call today. Home plate umpire, a little slow with the right arm, but we'll get him there. One ball, one strike here. Keely set to go again. Kern comes back in a 1-1 pitch. Sails inside for a ball. Two balls and a strike here. Dogs defensively. Ashlyn Knapp, the juniors at third. Delaney Weineke, senior at shortstop. Talk about the Dogs that are hitting the softball. She's 8-for-9 in this early season with seven RBIs. Kern set to go. 2-1 pitch. That one sails high and out of the zone. 3-1 here. Caden Wyatt, the sophomore, is at second base. And Kayla Kingsley, the junior, is over at first. Kingsley's the other one that Chris Hutton will put into circle. Kayla and Keely last year were, they did most of the pitching. That one right there for a strike. So the count's gone full here, 3-2. 2019 state softball champion banner sitting out in left field. That's a cool thing to look at. Three balls, two strikes. Opening hitter of the ballgame, Aubrey Archuleta. Kern comes back, 3-2 pitch. Little foul ball off the right side, giving chase is Kingsley, but it's foul. And so it remains three balls and two strikes here. Strasburg won the first six in the series in the meetings between these two schools. Remember, University's only had a varsity softball team for four seasons and already have a state championship. Strasburg won the first six, but last year it was all UH. They won all three games. Pitch here, ground ball right side. Second base, Caden Wyatt, the sophomore, to first in time. There's one away. That's a great job of pitching there by Keely Kern. She was down 3-1 in the count and comes back and gets the out. So one away. And Rio Smith, the sophomore, second baseman, will come to the plate. Smith for the Indians will do a lot of pitching this year too, I think. She's thrown four innings on the year and is given up just one earned run. That pitch down low. One ball and no strikes. Take that back. She hadn't given up an earned run. She's only given up one hit in those four innings. But she won't pitch today. It'll be Emily Stevens, the senior, who's trying to find her stuff. Here's the pitch. Slow ground ball, left-hand side. Going to be picked up by the shortstop, Wynicke, to first in time. I thought Ashlyn Knapp was going to try to cut in front and make the play, but she yielded the play to Wynicke, and the senior makes a good gun to first. So two away. Heidi Price, the sophomore third baseman, will come up now for the Indians. Indians have three seniors, three sophomores, a junior, and two freshmen in the lineup, and that pitch missed just up. It's a ball and no strikes. Kendry Kern, Caitlin Baca, Lexi Sanchez, all left to right on the outfield, sophomore, junior, and senior in that order. Here's the pitch. Swinging a pop-up behind us, foul and out of play. So a ball and a strike here. In that semifinal game last year, 13-2. Actually, all three games, UH and Strasburg last year, weren't close. First game was 12-2. That one sails out of the zone, ball 2-2-1 here. Then 8-1 at Strasburg, and then the 13-2 state semifinal game. And then, of course, they played the revenge game and beat Brush, the only team they had lost to twice last year, and beat them in that championship game 8-4. Here's the pitch, ground ball foul outside the bag at first. So I believe we're two balls, two strikes here. Heidi Price, the sophomore third baseman, after a couple of ground outs here in the first for the Indians. All right, set to go here is Keely Kern. Senior comes back, and the pitch is lined to short up in the air as Wynicke and makes the stab. Oh, what a play. That deserves an oh, doctor. Delaney Wynicke at shortstop steals a base hit away, and the Indians go 1-2-3 in the top of the first. In the first, no runs, no hits, nobody left. Go to the bottom of the first at Twin Rivers. It's Strasburg nothing, UH coming up. This time out brought to you by Bank of Colorado on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Value. It's something that is instilled into us by some of the most important people in our lives. That is what Alliance Irrigation has brought to Northern Colorado. And when it comes to Rinke Manufacturing, well, they know exactly how to apply it to every one of their standards in mechanized irrigation. For your next pivot, linear machine, or farm development project, give Alliance Irrigation a call and see how they can bring value to your next decision in mechanized irrigation. Alliance Irrigation, 970-353-1621.
What if your bank lets you spend more time enjoying Colorado? With Bank of Colorado's ATM Live, it does. You can make a withdrawal without a debit card, take out exact change, and plenty more. All with the help of a live teller right on the screen. Do almost anything you can do in the bank at Bank of Colorado ATM Live locations statewide. Then get back to doing more of the Colorado things you love. Learn more at bankofcolorado.com/ATM Live. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Prep sports are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to Twin River Softball Complex here in Greeley on kind of an overcast day. Cloud cover so far, which on a day we're supposed to get, I think, in the 90s, that's kind of a good thing. Strasburg out 1-2-3 in the first. University will come to bat here in the bottom of the first. Our game of the week presented, of course, by NOCO's own Williams Insurance Agency. Call Ron or Tara today at 352-0336 for a quote to fit your budget at the Williams Insurance Agency. They work hard so you can worry less. We'll get to our first pitch of the bottom of the first inning, brought to you, of course, by Mitchell's Flooring. From countertops to almost any type of flooring you need, Mitchell's Flooring and Design has been doing it since 1968. Give them a call at 352-7251 or stop by on the corner of 37th and 35th in Evans. It's Mitchell's Flooring. All right, let's get going. Bottom of the first inning, University will send up Caden Wyatt, the sophomore, then Caitlin Baca, and Andy Padilla, and the pitch is ripped into right field. That's a base hit, and the sophomore just continues to swing a hot bat. Wyatt is now 8 for 12 at 667 to open the season. Now coming to the plate. So the Dogs with a runner at first base here. Good job of hitting, going with the outside pitch, and Wyatt finds herself at first base. Caitlin Baca will come to the plate now. Baca, the center fielder, a junior. 2 for 6 in the young season so far for Caitlin from the left side. Here's the pitch. Runner bluffs at first. Doesn't go anywhere, and Wild go back to the bag. It's 1-0. University trying to get it going here in the first inning. Coming to you live from the Alliance Irrigation broadcast booth. Mario and Destiny Gomez and Kersey make that thing happen. Slow ground ball foul over near the UH dugout here. So it's a ball and a strike. Any irrigation needs you may have, Alliance Irrigation, the way to go, 616-2451. All right, Emily Stevens, 0-1, a 14 ERA. She's just trying to find it so far this year. 6 innings, she's given up 17 hits, and that pitch inside with a breaking pitch. And coming out of the crouch is Caitlin Swallow, the senior catcher, and she'll drive Caden Wyatt back to the bag at first. So one on, nobody out, and it's a 2-0 count. Actually, 2-1 is what they've got on the board. Oh, yeah, that's the foul ball. That's right, 2 balls and a strike here. Bulldogs trying to make it 4 in a row against Strasburg. Swept them 3-0 last year. Here's the pitch. Runner goes down in the dirt, and Wyatt's got it stolen easily. So the sophomore, Caden Wyatt, steals second base. It's her second stolen base of the year. According to the Max Prep stats, if they're right, the Dogs are now 10 for 10 stealing bases so far this year. 3 balls and a strike. Stevens comes back and the pitch way inside, ball 4. And so Baca's going to take the walk here. And the Dogs have something going in the first. 2-1, nobody out. Remember, in one breath, you talk about Strasburg. For 7 years, they were in the state championship every time. They won 5 of those. Then last year, the 17-win season, that was a step down for them. They lost in the semis to UH. Talk about the 3 games with UH. They weren't close last year. 12-2, 8-1, and 13-2 in the semis. That's up high for a ball. It's a ball and no strikes. So Stevens trying to find the zone here in the first inning. 2 on, nobody out. And Andy Padilla, who's swinging an incredibly hot bat as well, sitting at the plate for the Dogs here. Padilla's 8 for 10. That one up in the zone. So quickly, 2 balls and no strikes here. Padilla, 8 for 10, a double, a triple, and 8 runs driven in. You've had 10 plate appearances and 8 RBI? That's crazy. 2 balls, no strikes. 2 on, nobody out. Bottom of the first here at Twin Rivers. Number 1 and number 3 in the state right here on Preps Radio. Wild pitch going to go to the backstop. That may not matter at the end of all things here because it's 3-0. So the runners move up, and Padilla with a 3-0 stretch here. See if they take or if they let her hit with runners at second and third. Chris Hutton coaching down at third, first-year coach, and, boy, what a name at CSU. Bridget Hutton, her assistant coach, boy, just the whole Hutton family. Unbelievable stuff at CSU. That pitch in for a strike. So 3-1. It was a big pitch for Stevens right there, trying not to load the bases. Second and third for the Dogs. Nobody out here. University trying to go to 4-0 here in this 2020 COVID season. Stevens comes back, and the pitch bounced up their ball 4. So they're loaded now with nobody out. And here comes Delaney Wynicke.
Number 12, Delaney Wynicke.
So Wynicke, 8 for 9 so far this year. 2 doubles, a home run, 7 ribbies, and the bases are loaded for her right now. And now pitching coach for Strasburg is going to come out and have a word, so we'll see what's up with them. 3-0 ball game right here. Want to thank our scoring summary. Right now, no score in our game. That's probably getting ready to change. Our scoring summary brought to you by Northern Colorado Credit Union. And boy, oh boy, they are sending you to Vegas, folks. Receive round-trip airfare in 3 days, 2 nights hotel accommodations from Northern Colorado Credit Union for you and a guest when you finance your auto loan at Northern Colorado Credit Union. Great stuff right there. Between now and October 15th, you can get in the mix to win that trip for two to Vegas. So we'll find out. Still having the meeting at the mound. Not sure what the situation was there, if Emily Stevens just not comfortable with the footing or what it is, but long conversation, and we're set to go here. Bases loaded. Nobody out for the Bulldogs here in the bottom of the first inning. After Keeley Kern got the Indians to go 1-2-3. Here the Dogs are with the bases juiced and nobody out, and their number one hitter at the plate in Winicky. Pitch on the way, and it is down low in the dirt, a ball and no strikes. Nowhere to put her either. Keeley Kern, our pitcher today, is out on deck here. Winicky number three in the state last year in home runs and RBIs. Not in the conference, in the state. 11 homers and 49 runs driven in. Here's the pitch, ground ball into the hole. It's short and on through into left field for a base hit. In comes Wyatt. Here comes Baca. The throw not in time. And it's a two-run single for Delaney Winicky. So the RBI onslaught continues. 9 driven in now for Winicky.
Now batting for the Bulldogs pitcher.
Andy Padilla, who is over at second base now. She has the 8 RBIs. 17 between your 3 and 4 hitters. We're in game 4. Here's Keeley Kern. Kern steps in, a buck 67. She's 1 for 6 early in the season. It says 5 RBIs, though, off of one hit. That's crazy. I mean, she's making contact the time she's not getting on. Pitch is high in the zone. It's a ball and no strike. Stevens is looking for her first out. Couple of singles, couple of walks here in the first for the Dogs. 2-0 UH, the number one team in the state. Stevens comes back to pitch out of the zone again. 2 balls and no strikes. Talk about the Patriot League as a conference. Holy cow. Right now, all it is the number 1, 2, 3, 4 teams are all from the Patriot League. University, Eaton's number 2, Strasburg's 3, Sterling is 4. Now I think they're going to ask.
Inspector, behind the fence, not down the line area, please. Thank you.
There they go. She had to get behind the outfield fence back there, down the spectator down the line, so they straightened that out. Brush is number 6. Lions is 13. Lions is the team a lot of people ought to look at. They shut out the Eaton Reds 7-0 the other day. Here's the pitch. That one missed outside. So 3 balls and no strikes, and Stevens is in danger of loading the bases here again. Keeley Kern, the senior pitcher at the plate. Lexi Sanchez waits out on deck. All Lexi's done so far has gone 5-for-8 at the plate. That one bounces up there, ball 4. Stopped by a swallow behind the plate, but still it loads the bases again. So the Dogs are looking for a huge first inning here. Bases loaded, still nobody out, and 2 runs in.
You must be behind the fenced area. Please stay behind the fenced area. Thank you.
Lexi Sanchez will jump in now.
We need you behind the fenced area, please. Thank you.
I think they're starting to get the picture down here. Here is Alexi Sanchez trying to get all the people in the outfield. It's interesting. Usually you see a big contingent of fans in behind the backstop. They're all spread out along the outfield fence today and down the lines. So it's a huge crowd here. But if you looked at the stands, the cement stands here behind the backstop, you'd say, oh, boy, not a big crowd. But then look, everybody, all the way around the outfield fence and up and down the lines. 1 ball, no strikes, nowhere to put Sanchez. Here's the pitch. That's up in the zone, and Emily just can't find the zone here. Stevens shaking her head, looking over at the dugout right now. She's in a world of trouble here. Bases loaded, 2 runs in, nobody out, and just is not able to find the zone. 2 balls and no strikes. The senior comes back in the pitch. That's way inside and tight, 3-0. Each time, just a stop and a look over at Michelle Woodard, as if to say, hey, help me out here. 3-0. Emily comes back, 3-0 pitch right there for a strike. 3 balls, 1 strike. Padilla down at third, Weineke's at second, Keeley Kearns at first. Nobody out, bottom of the first here at Twin Rivers. Stevens comes back, ground ball foul outside the bag at first. Autumn Stone, the sophomore first baseman, able to snag it, but it was already heading towards the coach's box. So now Stevens has gone full. Emily would love to get one here. Get a little confidence in the inning. 3-2 pitch. Driven down the right field line. In a hurry comes Gustafson. It's going to drop in for a base hit. One run is in. Two runs are in. And the Dogs lead 4-0 on a two-run single by Lexi Sanchez. So two ribbies for Sanchez. Two for Winicky. And a courtesy runner here. Amaya Rodriguez, the freshman, will come in and run at second base for Keely Kern. So Rodriguez at second for Kern. There's two on now. And Ashlyn Knapp, the junior third baseman, steps in, and that pitch in for a strike. Might be the first hitter that Stevens has started with a strike here. 4-0 Dogs in the first. Stevens comes back in the 0-1 pitch, and Knapp pops it up right-hand side. Looking at it is Gustafson in the right field sides, but this is going to go back out of play. And it's no balls and two strikes here. Three walks, three singles have produced four runs here in the first inning for UH. Last year at this complex, UH won 12-2 over Strasburg. Stevens comes back 0-2 in the outside corner for a called strike three. So first out of the inning is on the seventh hitter. And Kendry Kern, the sophomore left fielder, will come to the plate here for the Dogs. Kern so far in the season, nine at bats, he's had three hits and six runs driven in. Has a chance to get another one right here. First pitch missed, a ball and no strike. Kayla Kingsley on deck. If they get to her, stay out of a double play here, they will bat around here in the first. Stevens comes back in the pitch. She is right there for strike two, or strike one, rather. One ball, one strike. Leading team in the state last year in scoring. Almost 13 runs a game for the Dogs, and they're right back to it this year. Here's the pitch. Slow ground ball to first. Going to go to the bag is Stone. Step on first. Everybody moves up, and there's two away. So two gone. Runners at second and third. And the first baseman, the other pitcher on the team, Kayla Kingsley, the junior, will come to the plate here. Next week, University is at Lions. That's a team, as we said, shut out the Eaton Reds 7-0 last week.
What's that?
Oh, Eaton did beat them in Max Preps. It went the other way. How about that? Okay. Now, let's get back to earth here. Eaton did beat Ryan Werman, the AD here at University, saying that was just a mistake. But it said in the program that was the issue. Here's a line drive to center field. That's a base hit. Going to score two more here. So for all your Reds fans, I didn't mean to tick you. Because that's what we're waiting for, is one and two to get together. And we'll have it on the September 8th in Eden. Two-run single here for Kingsley. And it's six runs over in the first inning here.
Coming to the plate for your Bulldogs. Second baseman, number 13, Caden Wyatt.
Caden Wyatt, the sophomore, will come to the plate right here. Here's the pitch on the way. Ground ball back up the middle and into center field for a base hit. So Wyatt has her second hit of the inning. So for Caden Wyatt, now you look at her, she's 9 for 13. The sophomore is early in the season, 2 for 2 today.
Batting for the Bulldogs.
That's production, folks. Here's Caitlin Baca. She walked. Second batter of the inning. This is the 11th hitter of the inning right here. She was the second, now the 11th. Five singles, three walks. Couple of outs in the inning and six runs over for the Dogs here. Stevens comes back and it's fouled away off the foot. That one hurt. Bach will have to walk that one off. Two-run singles by Winicky, Sanchez, and Kingsley here in the first inning. So I think you'll see Kingsley probably Tuesday at Lions, and then Thursday, Sterling is here. That one's ripped left center field. That's a base hit. Falls in front of Graff. She'll pick it up. One run is in, and over to third base here goes Caden Wyatt. And we'll call that a double to left center field and another RBI. Seven-run first inning for the Dogs. And that might just do it. Michelle Woodard's going to come to the plate. So we might have a pitching change. If we do, we'll take a break. And we are going to get a change right here. So that will be it for the senior, Emily Stevens. She doesn't get out of the first inning. Two outs, seven runs are over. Bulldogs lead. We'll take a break. Come back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by Bank of Colorado on 1310 KFK. This is Northern Colorado's voice.
Every day there's something new.
COVID-19 numbers growing.
Another weekend of violence.
The report estimates as many as 130 million.
News is being tossed at us like never before, and it can be a bit overwhelming.
People who get it and beat it still could catch it again.
This is a process that usually takes other teams.
Who do you believe? Who do you trust?
If you are eyeballing the mainstream media, oh, the pearl clutching and the hand wringing.
Gale is Northern Colorado's most trusted voice when it comes to the news of the day.
Governor Jared Polis extends COVID-19 relief orders, granting Colorado residents some flexibility in paying rent.
Gale analyzes each and every story and offers responsible, thorough reporting.
An 88-acre parcel bordering Boomerang Golf Course will be the location of that new Greeley Evans School District 6 school, possibly as soon as 2022.
Mornings with Gale, weekdays 6 to 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
1310 KFKA, Greeley, Fort Collins, Loveland, and Longmont.
All right, we get set to go. Andy Padilla checks in. And a pitcher on the way. I did not grab who the new pitcher was. It is for Strasburg, number 21, Heidi Price, the song that came over from second base, or rather third base then. Price deals now, and the pitcher on the way. Padilla is driven down the right field line, but should go foul here. Taking a look at it is Gustafson, the junior, in right field. So Heidi Price is the new pitcher. Price, just a sophomore. See who takes over at third base there. Probably the pitcher who was just in, Emily. But we'll find out. Price set to go again. Deals Padilla, and the pitch is up in the zone. One ball and two strikes. Two outs first inning. Seven runs in for the Bulldogs, number one team in the state, leading number three Strasburg. Strasburg could drop to 2-3 today, though, and probably drop in the rankings, you would think. Price deals, line drive foul outside the first base coaching box. And the account remains a ball and two strikes here. Well, the Bulldogs coming in, as we said. Ripping the softball, 45 runs, 15 runs a game coming in. Here's the look and a pitch, and they have seven here in the first inning. That's high in the zone. And so it's two balls, two strikes here. Heidi Price, the sophomore, 1-1, 5.73 earned run average. Price comes back to pitch to Padilla. Foul ball right side. That'll get back out of play. Remains two balls and two strikes for Price. 11 innings. She's given up 17 hits. Four walks, five strikeouts. That's a 2.0 whip. All right, Padilla set to go. Walked her first time. 8-for-10, 8 RBIs, trying to drive home some more. Line drive, right field, base hit down the right field line. Here comes one run to score around second. Here comes two runs to score, and it's 9-0 UH in the first inning. Oh, my. Well, two run singles in the first. Padilla, Winicky, Sanchez, Kingsley. Caitlin Baca with an RBI double. 9 runs here in the first inning. And Delaney Winicky will come to the plate now. Base hit for her, a two-run single in this same first inning. 13th batter of the inning for the Bulldogs. What a way to start a Saturday. Here's the look and a pitch. Driven right side and foul. No balls and one strike to Winicky. All kinds of conference numbers for her last year. Of course, she had help. How big was Kira McFarland for this team last year? Wow. She led almost every category and a ton of state categories. Here's the pitch. Fouled off the plate. Kira making her way to Stony Brook. We had an interview with her and Delaney last year. It was fun to get those two in the studio at the same time. Found out Kira was also a hockey player. That's all kinds of good stuff. All right, Rio Smith in the circle here in relief of Emily Stevens. First inning, and that pitch is high, and it's a ball and two strikes. Throw down to first and back in on her belly is Andy Padilla. So Winicky trying to keep the inning going here for the Dogs. As we said, 13th hitter of the inning. Seven hits, six singles and a double, and nine runs driven in here in the first inning. And the pitch is ripped down the right field line, foul. So Winicky either going with that one or behind just a hair. Looked like the outside pitch just tried to drive it to right field that time. Keely Kern out on deck, the pitcher. Well, she may not have far to go to this Saturday. Maybe we get through three here. Here's the pitch. It goes all the way to the backstop here. All right, new information here. It was 7-0. Is that right? Yeah, so the Reds, take notice, just saying. It wasn't Sadie Ross on the in the circle that day. I know that. Sadie hadn't lost yet. But for the Reds, they did lose 7-0 to Lions. So, Lions has one pitcher that has great numbers, and that's who the Reds got this past week. Here's the pitch, popped up, right side, going to be the second baseman. Coming over and makes the catch for the out, and Rio Smith does it right there. So Heidi Price, the sophomore, able to get the last out right there. We will head to the second inning here at Twin River Softball Complex. It's 9-0 University, the number one team in the state in front. This timeout brought to you by Bank of Colorado on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Not every job is a big job, but they're all important. That's why at Alt Feed Mill, they have tote bags of feed that are easy to carry in the back of the pickup and custom rations to fit whatever your operation requires. You can also be sure to find custom feed for pigs, goats, and sheep. So when you're in need of the good stuff for your outfit, be sure to go to Alt Feed Mill. Call the feed mill at 970-834-2132 or visit them in Alt on the east side of Highway 85. Alt Feed Mill, agricultural business done right.
What makes Colorado so special? It's hitting a home run a mile high. It's hearing the crack of the bat and the roar of the crowd. We know Colorado's a great place to live, but it's also a great place to play ball. That's why we're proud to announce that Bank of Colorado is now the official bank of the Colorado Rockies. Your hometown bank, rooting louder than ever for your hometown team. Learn more at bankofcolorado.com/go Rockies. Bank of Colorado, there's only one. Member FDIC.
Pandemic or no pandemic, prep sports are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
All right, let's hop along to the second inning out here at Twin Rivers Ballpark. 9-0 University after one inning on our Preps Radio Game of the Week, brought to you by the Williams Agency for Auto, Home, and Life, Health, and Commercial. Don't forget about renters, motorcycle, boats, and RVs. They do it all. They welcome DUIs and first-time buyers. They've seen almost everything, so they cover almost everything. It is the Williams Agency. Call Ron or Tara at 352-0336. Fastball in for a strike here. As Keely Kern goes to work, her second inning of work, shut down the Strasburg Indians 1-2-3 in order in the first. Nine runs on seven hits for the Bulldogs in the first inning. Kern set to go again, and the pitch here to Archuleta is a little pop-up down to short, out to shortstop, and Winicky's going to put it away here, just off the fist that time. Call it a line drive, but that's one out, and Grayson Graff, the left fielder who's a freshman, will come to the plate here for the Strasburg Indians. Indians have been one of the first six against the Dogs, first 3 years. They swept them 2-0, 2-0, 2-0 last year, all UH as they won the title. That pitch in for a strike. Keely Kern looks good today. She is on the mark. Emily Stevens scheduled to hit out on deck. Here's the look and a pitch, and that one missed away. So one ball and one strike here to Grayson Graff, the left fielder. Graff at 364 early. Four hits and 11 at-bats. She's driven in three runs on the year. That pitch up in the zone. She started to offer at it and then held back. Two balls and a strike here. Knapp and Winicky, left side of the infield. Wyatt and Kingsley on the right side. It's Kern, Baca, and Sanchez left to right on the outfield. Of course, Andy Padilla back behind the plate. And Keeley Kern, the senior, delivers, popped up right side. In a hurry comes Sanchez. Also there was second baseman Wyatt and the first baseman Kingsley, and it falls in foul grounds between the group. And so your two balls and two strikes now. One out, top of the second inning, 9-0. The University Bulldogs trying to go back-to-back here with first-year coach Chris Hutton after winning the title with Rocky Byrd. Pitch on the way there, and Keeley Kern's pitch is inside corner, struck her out. That was a beauty. First strikeout for Kern. Two down in the second inning. She's retired the first five Indians she's faced. And Emily Stevens will come to the plate right here. So Stevens checks in. Kern delivers, and the pitch, did it get the outside corner? Just missed. And it's a ball and no strikes. Big crowd on hand, but it's fun to watch them. They're down the lines and through the outfield, outside the outfield fence out here. Here's the 1-0 pitch. That's down low. Two balls and no strikes. 8 2/3 innings coming in for Kern, so give her, 10 1/3 now and 10 walks. She's only given up two hits. That pitch missed away. Three balls and no strikes now. So two outs, nobody on, but she's 3-0 to Stevens. Caitlin Swallow, the senior catcher, out on deck. Nine runs on seven hits in the last of the first inning, the home half for the Bulldogs. Here's the pitch. Slow ground ball. Third base. Knapp's going to pick it up, drop it, pick it up again. Ashland throws to first too late. Probably going to have to throw her an error on that one, an E5. So a runner on at first base, and Caitlin Swallow, the senior catcher, will come up. Swallow going to have to ditch the shin guards and catcher's gear here and make her way to the plate. That's one of those things if you're a catcher. Ever at a ballpark, watch the catchers. They have to go through the tools of ignorance all of the time, putting them on, taking them off. Especially you get to the on-deck circle and you take off all the gear except your shin guards. And then, of course, when you get to the plate, you got to kick those off. Here's the look and a pitch. Down low, got away that time from Padilla, and the runner down to second base. Call it a pass ball. Runner at second. Caitlin Swallow trying to drive the first run for the Indians home in the ballgame here. She has a couple of runs driven in. 1 for 11 and two ribbies on the season. Keeley Kern, the senior, set to go again. That one got away again and goes to the backstop, so the runner moves to third. Still no harm done. There's two outs here in the second. If Kern can get Swallow here, Bulldogs lead 9-0 here with a 9-run first inning as well. What'd they send up? 10, 11, 12, 13 hitters in that first inning. Kern comes back. The pitch missed inside. So 3-0 after Stevens was aboard on the error. Now 3-0 here to Caitlin Swallow. What you don't want to do, 9-0, is start letting them back in the ballgame. Here's the pitch right there for a strike. Three balls and a strike here. Michelle Woodard, longtime coach, coaching down at third for the Indians. Boy, what a program. Here's the look and a pitch, and that one's popped up. Winicky at shortstop, shallow center field, the second baseman going out, and that is Caden Wyatt, the sophomore, with a terrific running catch right there. And the side is retired. It keeps a run off the boards. Thought Winicky was going to make a run at it, but then Delaney gave up on it, and Caden comes through with a great catch. We'll go to the bottom of the second inning out here at Twin Rivers. It is 9, Strasburg nothing. This timeout brought to you by Bank of Colorado on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
State Farm announces the Good Neighbor Relief Program. Our auto customers will receive, on average, a 25% credit for their premium between March 20th and May 31st. No policyholder action is needed. That's $2 billion in customer savings, because now more than ever, being a good neighbor means everything. Call State Farm agent Miranda Simpson at 970-223-7800 today to learn more.
You're in for a real treat at A&W. New real fruit shakes and sundaes. Choose from pineapple, strawberry, or blackberry. Try one now. It might be the cherry on the top of your day. Only at your local A&W in Eaton. That's right. A&W in Eaton will keep you cool all summer long with delicious treats and drinks. For breakfast, lunch, or dinner, make your way to A&W in Eaton on Highway 85, just north of downtown. A&W in Eaton, a proud sponsor of Preps Radio. Limited time only at participating restaurants. Prices may vary. Tax extra.
Pandemic or no pandemic, Prep Sports are on Northern Colorado's voice, 1310 KFKA.
Well, we head to the bottom of the second inning. So far, they've only been up once. They scored nine times against the Strasburg Indians. Boy, talk about the changing of the guard in a hurry. Strasburg, seven straight years. Take away last year. Before that, seven consecutive years in the state championship game.
Starting off the bottom of the second.
UH was only a four-year varsity team when they won the title last year. It flips last year. Strasburg had beaten UH the first six times they faced them. Last year, the about-face. UH beats them handily three times. And now it's 9-0 in the second inning here in their first meeting of 2020. All right, let's get going. Bottom of the second. The Williams Agency, our Preps Radio sponsor for Game of the Week. Give Ron and Tara a call, 352-0336. Popped up center field. That is going to be Aubrey Archuleta, the freshman, over to make the grab. So one gone in the first as Keely Kern pops to center, and Lexi Sanchez, the right fielder, a senior, will come to the plate for the Dogs here. Talking about the Williams Agency, they're just giving you peace of mind, folks, making sure your family is covered. They have the price to fit your budget. They answer the phone when you call. Boy, do they. Ron and Tara, they love to talk. Great folks. Weekends, evenings, holidays, they're there so and working their tail off so you can worry less. It is the Williams Agency, 352-0336. Lexi Sanchez, two-run single in the first inning at the plate here in the second with one out. Nine-run first inning, nine runs, seven hits for the Dogs. Heidi Price, the sophomore, replacing Emily Stevens. Stevens moves over to third base, of course. Here's the look and the pitch. Bunted out in front of the mound. Price down to pick it up, throws to first in time. So Sanchez tries to bunt for the single, and they get her 1-3, two gone. And Ashley Knapp, the junior third baseman, will come to the plate here for the Dogs.
Batting next for your Bulldogs, third baseman number 22, Ashley Knapp.
Knapp checks into the ballgame, struck out her first time. Ashley on the season, she was 3-for-6 coming in, so make her 3-for-7. And the pitch missed up, a ball and no strikes right here. Boy, every single Dog on this team last year was a huge part of the championship. Knapp, too. She had the big home run that kind of gave them some space in that winning ball game against Brush in the championship. Foul back behind us. It's a ball and a strike here. Two outs, bottom of the second inning, 9-0 University. Number one against Strasburg, number three. Set to go, and the pitch is roped to left center field. That's a gapper, going to go to the fence and a hop. Knapp's around first and headed for second. Ashland's in with a stand-up two-out double. So Knapp absolutely rips that one to the gap in left center field. It's the eighth Bulldog hit of the ballgame and second extra base hit. And Kendry Kern, the sophomore left fielder, will come to the plate here. So Dog's not done in the second after Keely Kern flied out and Lexi Sanchez tried to bunt her way aboard. Swing and a miss here by Kendry Kern. Trying to drive Ashlyn Knapp in after her line drive double to the gap in left center. Heidi Price, the sophomore on the hill, in relief of Emily Stevens, the senior. Price comes back in the off-speed pitch on the outside corner for a strike. No balls, two strikes here to Kendry Kern. Hit a ground ball to the first baseman, Autumn Stone, her first time. Here's the look and a pitch. Off-speed, ground ball foul. Nice job of hitting just to stay in on that one. Kern was way out in front of it. So still no balls and two strikes. Knapp sitting down at second and two outs here, bottom of the second. Twin Rivers softball complex here in Greeley today on an overcast Saturday. Price comes back up in the zone for a ball, and it's a ball and two strikes. Coming to you from the Alliance Irrigation Broadcast Booth, that's Mario and Destiny Gomez. Out there in beautiful Kersey, give them a call, 616-2451 for all of your irrigation needs. That one sails high. Now two balls and two strikes. Need to get your car taken care of. Amco Fort Collins, certainly the place to go. Don Scott and his great staff take care of my car, my son's car, my daughter's car. They're keeping the Johnson family going on the roads, I'll tell you that. Putting the care back into car care, it's Amco of Fort Collins. Here's the pitch, ground ball foul over by the Strasburg dugout. So still two balls and two strikes. Two outs, bottom of the second inning. 9-0 University over Strasburg. Two outs, Ashlyn Knapp sits down at second base. Price set to go, gets the sign from Swallow, kicks and deals in the pitch. Popped up foul right behind us. And not quite back to my table here, or I would have tried to reach out and make the grab. And it's still 2-2. Kendry Kern came into the ballgame 3-for-9. So she's 3-for-10 on the season. But 6 runs driven in. Here's the pitch, ground ball to shortstop. And that hit the runner. So that she'll be out going to third right there. It hit Knapp. Wasn't able to hop over it, and the side is retired. Would be a fielder's choice for Kendry Kern. In the second for the Bulldogs, no runs on one hit. And we will come back with the third inning of play, 9-0 University over Strasburg. This time out brought to you by Bank of Colorado. Northern Colorado's voice, 1310 KFKA. All right, let's go to the third inning here. The Preps Radio Game of the Week here from Twin Rivers Softball Complex, brought to you by the Williams Agency. Give them a call. Give Ron or Tara a call, 352-0336, the Williams Agency. Working hard so you can worry less. All right, Strasburg in the third. They got to get something going here. Autumn Stone, Tara Gustafson, 8 and 9 in the order, and then back to Aubrey Archuleta at the top of the order here. Looking for their first hit. They've had one base runner, that Emily Stevens, aboard on an error. And the first pitch is in for a strike. No balls and one strike. Keely Kern in her third inning of work has been tremendous so far. Trying for her third win of the year and on pace to get it right now. They're leading 9-0. That one, an Ephus change of sorts that she laughs at. Kind of went way high in the zone. It's a ball and a strike. Talking about the stretch that Strasburg had between 2012-2018. Seven consecutive, that's in for a strike, seven consecutive 20-plus win seasons. They went 152-16 in that seven-year stretch. Five championships and seven state title appearances out of 7 years. Outside corner, got her looking. That's a terrific pitch. Keely Kern's second K of the ball game. One away, and Tara Gustafson, the junior right fielder, will come to the plate here. Broadcast schedule for us next week, Thursday, will be at Severance. Got to find out where exactly they play. Not sure if they've got a field yet or not. Roosevelt, who's off to a great start. Roosevelt and Severance, 4 o'clock game on Thursday. And then Saturday, Eaton goes to Platte Valley. That could get downright ugly. Here's the pitch on the way. Platte Valley has the youngest team I've seen. Boy, oh boy. They have six freshmen who start for them. Six freshmen, two sophomores, and a junior. Rich Niederkorn's going to have a teaching season over there, no question about it. Here's the pitch. Mitch missed it away there. So three balls, no strikes here. After the strikeout to Stone Gustafson, ahead of the count here against Keeley Kern. Three balls, no strikes, with Archuleta, the leadoff hitter, on deck. Keeley comes back, 3-0 pitch, missed it inside, ball four. Second base runner for the Indians. One out here in the third inning. And Aubrey Archuleta will come to the plate. Stevens, who was aboard on the error, the other base runner, made it all the way to third, but then Caitlin Swallow popped out on a good running catch in shallow center field by the sophomore second baseman Caden Wyatt. Pitch to the plate around as if to bunt. Runner bluffs at first, and now a bluff throw by Padilla. So Gustafson down at first base, just trying to check out if they run much. Only eight stolen bases in the first four games for Strasburg, so a couple a game. Bunt here and is foul. I think it went off her back, too, but she was in the box. So it goes no balls and two strikes here. Gustafson is not one of the Indians with a stolen base. No balls and two strikes here. One out, top of the third inning, 9-0 University. With a runner at first, and they missed outside there. Kern's pitch, tried to get her to chase, and it's a ball and two strikes. Archuleta hit a ground ball to Caden Wyatt, the second baseman, her first time. Here's the pitch. That one missed again way outside. So two balls and two strikes now. Gustafson down at first. One out, third inning, 9-0 UH. Keeley Kern trying to get her third win of the year. Waved at and missed, and down she goes. Just took a little bit off of it. And there's two gone in the third inning. Dogs trying to win their fourth of the year. All right, Kern set to go as Rio Smith, the sophomore second baseman, stands in. And a pitch missed, a ball, and no strikes here. Getting hungry for the ball game right now. Go to A&W in Eaton, folks. That's the place to go, the official restaurant of Preps Radio. North end of town down there off of Highway 85. Here's a ground ball into the hole. Winicky goes to second for the force. Nice play by Delaney, and the side is retired. A walk in the inning, one runner, that's it, no hits. We'll head to the bottom of the third inning here at Twin Rivers Softball Complex in Greeley. It's University 9 and Strasburg nothing. This timeout brought to you by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Bank of Colorado on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Not every job is a big job, but they're all important. That's why at Alt Feed Mill, they have tote bags of feed that are easy to carry in the back of the pickup and custom rations to fit whatever your operation requires. You can also be sure to find custom feed for pigs, goats, and sheep. So when you're in need of the good stuff for your outfit, be sure to go to Alt Feed Mill. Call the feed mill at 970-834-2132 or visit them in Alt on the east side of Highway 85. Alt Feed Mill, agricultural business done right.
Serving Fort Collins and the surrounding area since 1980, AMCO Transmissions and Total Car Care has you covered. You can count on Don Scott and his staff to provide expert repair and service on your vehicle. AMCO's Total Car Care service comes with the best nationwide warranty in the business. From transmissions to brakes to regular maintenance, AMCO puts the care back into car care. Stop by Fort Collins AMCO or make your appointment online at AMCOColorado.com. AMCO of Fort Collins, proud sponsor of Preps Radio.
Milko's home for the Colorado Rockies is 1310 KFKA Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins, and Longmont.
We go to the bottom of the third inning here at Twin Rivers Softball Complex. Our Preps Radio Game of the Week brought to you by the Williams Agency. That's Noco's own Williams Agency, backed by Farmers Insurance. They've got the price to fit your budget. They'll answer the phone when you call. That's right, weekends, evenings, and holidays. Call Ron or Tara at 352-0336. They work hard so you can worry less. Keeping your family properly secured with insurance. That's so important. Peace of mind, folks. Get some sleep at night. Call the Williams Agency, 352-0336. All right, first pitch of the inning here down low, coming to you live from the Alliance Irrigation Broadcast booth. Twin Rivers Softball Complex. Big crowd on hand all along the outfield fence here. And then up and down both lines. Price deals, line drive, one hopper over the glove of the third baseman. Stevens and down the left field line for a base hit. So Kayla Kingsley starts things off with her second base hit of the game here in the third inning. And Caden Wyatt, who's 2-for-2 already, will come to the plate. Don't forget, when we're done today, we'll have the Alt Feed Mill post-game show, the CRP 4x4 player of the game, and also our play of the game presented by Desiree Pettinger, Clary Real Estate. Pitch bounced up there, 9-0 on our Gould Park scoreboard. Make it nine runs on nine hits now for University. Strasburg, no runs, no hits against Keeley Kearns so far for the Bulldogs. All right, Wyatt 2-for-2, swings and drives one to right center field. Oh, way back, that one's going to be off the fence. Around second is Kingsley. Wyatt is into second with a double. Kingsley to third, and Caden Wyatt, the sophomore, is 3-for-3 today. Wow, talk about an impactful sophomore that is just smacking the softball. Caden is now 10-for-14 on the season.
Center fielder number 6, Caitlin Baca.
Second and third, nobody out here. Remember, 15-run lead after 3 in the ballgame would end on mercy rule, or 12 after 4. The 12 after 4 is a certain possibility today. Here's the pitch. The way Keeley Kern is pitching and the way this team is hitting. Second and third, nobody out. Bottom half of the third inning, 9-0 University. Caitlin Baca walked and doubled in the ballgame so far. Here's the pitch. That one should be there for a strike, and is. And it's 1-1 here. Bulldogs trying to go to 4-0 and also, at the same time, beat Strasburg for the fourth consecutive time. Slow roller up along first. In to pick it up. Price goes to first, and it is in time. Good play by Heidi Price, and the run is over. So 10-0 for the Bulldogs, an RBI ground out for Baca. It's her second ribby of the ballgame. Just a nice job of giving herself up, and she almost beat it out at first base. Here comes Andy Padilla. Walk and a single for Padilla, which makes her 9-for-11 this year. Give her 10 ribbies, too. 10 RBIs in 11 at-bats. Here's the pitch. Line drive, one hopper into right field. Base hit. In to score is Caden Wyatt, and it's 11-0 now. Padilla has 3 ribbies in the ballgame. And here comes Delaney Winicky.
Courtesy run for the Bulldogs.
Kylan Trujillo, the freshman, will come on and be the courtesy runner. So Trujillo at first for Padilla. One out, runner at first. Two runs in here in the third. It's 11-0 University. And Delaney Winicky singled and popped up. Two RBI single in the first, and then the pop-up to end the inning. Pitch on the way, and that ball sails high for a ball. Heidi Price, the sophomore, in relief of Emily Stevens, the senior for Strasburg. Winicky 1-for-2 today, makes her 9-for-11. 9 runs batted in for her this year. Not a surprise when you think, okay, she was in all of 3A in the state last year, third in homers, third in runs driven in, 11 and 49 respectively. All right, one out, runner at first. That is Trujillo, the courtesy runner for Padilla. Two runs in, 11-0 ball game. Ground ball, base hit up the middle. Over to pick it up and play it in as the center fielder, but that's going to be in and on the throw. Down to second goes Winicky. So the base hit drives Trujillo to third. Winicky goes to second on the throw, and here comes Keeley Kern. So 11-0 and two sitting ducks out there. It could very quickly be 13-0 here. Kern in the ballgame walked and scored in the first, and then to open the second flew to center field. Heidi Price waiting for the pitch she wants. The sophomore kicks and deals, and the breaking pitch missed away. It's a ball and no strikes. So Trujillo's at third, Winicky's at second. It's 11-0 already, UH. They're just trying to put a further stamp on this one. It's only the third inning, so it's a little early to say that, but boy, oh boy, the way Keeley Kern is pitching, not much of a chance for Strasburg there. Ball on a strike. Kern trying to help herself here. Price set to go again. The sophomore deals, and the pitch waved at and missed. Throw down to third base. Runner almost, they almost got her there. Good chuck down to first base by Caitlin Swallow, but it got away from Emily Stevens there and rolled behind the bag. Trujillo is at third. Winicky is at second. One out. Keeley Kern trying to drive home a couple here in the third inning. Here's the look in the pitch. Came off speed. It's hit the left field. See if they can tag. Coming in a hurry. They can't get there. Grayson Graff made a good play for it. The throw to third, not in time. The run is over. And on the throw, Keeley Kern down to second. You got to give her a base hit and an RBI. So runners move to second and third now. It's 12-0. Three runs in here in the inning. Lexi Sanchez will come to play courtesy runner here. And again, Amaya Rodriguez, the freshman, goes to second base and runs here for Keeley Kern. So runners at second and third and one out, 12-0 ball game. And Lexi Sanchez, who's 1-for-2 in a game with a base hit, two ribbies, checks in, and it's high for a ball, one ball and no strikes. Ashlyn Knapp is out on deck. She rifled a double last time up. Three more runs, and we're done right here. Third inning, 12-0. Here's the look in the pitch. Waved at and missed. She came off speed. Took a little bit off, and Sanchez was out in front of it. One ball, one strike, one out here. Third inning, 12-0 UH. Runners sit at second and third with one out. Heidi Price, the sophomore, deals, and the pitch waved at again. She came off speed. And you're a ball and two strikes right here. Bulldogs trying to go to 4-0 today. They get Lions on Tuesday on the road and then home against Sterling on Thursday. Here's the pitch. That's a foul ball. Just hanging in there that time was Lexi Sanchez. Just reached out and poked it foul. It's still one ball and two strikes here to the left-hand hitting senior who plays right field for the Bulldogs today. All right, Price set to go again. Heidi kicks and deals in the sophomore's pitch. Hit foul again, left side and out of play. And the count remains a ball and two strikes. Bulldogs looking for their fourth win in the series in a row against Strasburg after sweeping last year. 26-2 season last year. First title in season number 4 as a varsity team. That's a crazy. You talk about Strasburg's crazy numbers. That's a crazy number. Looper to center field. That's going to fall for a base hit. In comes one run. They'll move up 90 feet, play merry-go-round baseball right there. In to score is Winicky. It is Rodriguez who goes to third. RBI single for Sanchez. Lexi, three ribbies in the ballgame. And Ashlyn Knapp comes to the plate right now. It's 13-0, and the run that could end the ball game is sitting over at first base right now. Here's Knapp, who hit a rope to left center her last time up. Runner goes to second. Now a base hit can win it. All right, Knapp back in. struck out in the first and then ripped that shot to left center. One hopper off the fence for last time up. Here's the pitch. Up in the zone. And it's a ball and no strikes. Make it 2-0. Two balls, no strikes to Knapp. Third baseman, a junior. Knapp came in 3-for-6 in the ballgame. So make her 4-for-8. And a pitch is hit to left center field and deep. Going back, away back, looking up. And that ball is gone. It's walk-off time for Ashlyn Knapp. A 3-run home run, and this ballgame is over. It's going to be a 16-0 University win. If my math is correct, this one is over. The players on the field asking, are we done? It used to be 20 after 3. They changed the rule to 15, and let's see if everybody's going to get this on the calendar. 16-0 ball game, and that is it. The umpire's coming off the field, and Ashlyn Knapp, reminiscent of the home run she hit in the state championship game last year, drives it out. It is a walk-off 3-run shot for the junior Ashlyn Knapp. And we are done. 16-0 University over the Strasburg Indians. We'll come back in a moment. We will come back in a moment with the Altfeed Mill postgame show, get our CRP 4x4 player of the game and our play of the game presented by Desiree Pettinger, Clary Real Estate. Back in a moment, this time out brought to you by Bank of Colorado on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. All right, welcome back as we continue with the Altfeed Mill postgame show. 16-0 University rolls Strasburg today. And 16 runs on 15 hits. Let's get to it right now. Our CRP 4x4 player of the game. CRP 4x4 truck outfitters ready to get you riding in style, whether you drive a slug bug or a pickup truck. They've got the, they're talking about me right there with the slug bug. They've got the accessories to make your vehicle your very own. Online at crp4x4.com or call them at 351-8603. CRP 4x4 truck outfitters, your vehicle your way. And our CRP 4x4 player of the ballgame, player of the week, it's going to be Keely Kern, the senior pitcher, who today picks up her third win, 3 innings, no hits, a walk, 3 Ks, and at the plate, Keely Kern 1-for-2 with an RBI in the ballgame. So that's all kinds of cool stuff right there. We'll come back, final segment, and get to our play of the game presented by Desiree Pettinger, Clary Real Estate. Do that when we come back. This time out brought to you by Bank of Colorado, Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. All right, welcome back as we close up shop out here at Twin River Softball Complex today and finish up the Altfeed Mill postgame show. 16-0 UH wins today. Let's talk with Ryan Wehrman, the AD here at University. That's the first time they've really hit the ball all year. They're averaging 15 runs a game. But today in 3 innings, they get 16 against the number 3 team in the state. The Strasburg Indians win it 16-0. Our play of the game, well, boy, that's an easy one for me. The play of the game is the 3-run walk-off home run by junior Ashlyn Knapp. Knapp had hit a double earlier in the ballgame that was a rocket ship to left center field, and then she absolutely clobbered one to put a punctuation mark on this ball game here today. A 3-run shot, our play of the game, the 3-run home run by Ashlyn Knapp. It's presented by Desiree Pettinger, Clary Real Estate. Desiree Pettinger, Clary Real Estate. Keep informed and stay on top of the hot market with instant notifications. Sign up to get notifications of brand new listings the second they hit the market. If you're curious how much your property is worth, get a complimentary comparable market analysis so you can tell where you stand in today's market. Covering Eaton, Ault, Kersey, Evans, all of Northern Colorado. Online at Desiree Pettinger Realtor.com. That's Desiree Pettinger Realtor.com or by phone at 970-397-6337. 397-6337. Desiree Pettinger, Clary Real Estate. We appreciate their sponsorship. All right, that's it for us, folks. Next, when we talk to you. Well, we don't have another game until Thursday, so we'll talk to you Wednesday, perhaps midweek at 4 o'clock as we get the block party rocking and rolling. I'm Clark Johnson coming to you from Twin Rivers, a softball complex. The final score once again today was University 16, Strasburg nothing. You heard it right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.